Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf Aleph in Meseches Shkalim. It's the 463rd daf in Shas. Our daf is going to pick up discussing the estate of a Kohen Gadol, and particularly the responsibility of a Kohen Gadol or of others to continue bringing the Kohen Gadol's mincha, the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, even after the Kohen Gadol passes away and a new Kohen Gadol has not yet been appointed. That will take us almost to the new perek. We'll also discuss, as our Mishnah yesterday had discussed, if there are kinin that become pasul, birds that become pasul, whose responsibility is it to exchange the pasul birds for the kosher birds? And then we will conclude Bezar Shem Perek Mo Shenimtsu and begin another set of halachos of things that are found in Perek Kol Harokin. Fascinating topic. Our Mishnah will begin discussing spit. What's its status vis-a-vis Tumah and Tahara? If spittle is found, do we presume that it is Tar or it is Tame? And then the Mishnah will discuss many other things that are found. What do we presume in terms of its status of Tumah and Tahara? For example, Kalim in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh and other things. The Gemara then will discuss the status of carcasses of donkeys that are found in Yerushalayim. The Gemara then will discuss distinctions between the middle of the road and the sides of the road in terms of Hilchas Tumah v'Tahara. What area do we assume is Tar and Tameh? Then we will have a Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis discussing the paroches of the Beis Hamikdash. What should be done if it becomes Tameh? That will bring us to a discussion of the general structure of the Beis Hamikdash, and of the Peroches, and then we will conclude with a new Mishnah on the bottom of, at the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Let's Bezer Hashem begin on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis with the Halacha Kohen Gadol Shemeis. So we learned in our Mishnah, Kohen Gadol Shemeis, the Mincha, according to the Tanakhama, is continually brought, no longer from the money of the Kohen Gadol, he's no longer alive, but from the tzibur's money, while Yehuda disagrees and says that the inheritors have to pay for it until a new Kohen Gadol is instituted. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Ba Bar Mamel Boyi, he asked the following kasha, Michlefa Shitase de Reb Shimon, presumably we have to switch the Shita Reb Shimon. Why? Tamon Omer Mishel Yarshin. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that it comes from the Yarshin. Vahacha in a Braisa Omer Mishel Tzibur, he says that it should come from the Tzibur. It's not clear to me where in our Mishnah we have Rabbi Shimon saying that it comes from the Tzibur. The Yarshim, we have Rabbi Yehuda saying it, but not Rabbi Shimon. This is the Girsa of the Gemara in the Havamin. Amar Rabbi Chiya Barba v'lo yosu makshe. Is that not a good question? Continuing on the top line on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Asa Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Dvar Teiru Shetei Ba Min HaTzibur. Min HaTeira, it should come from the Tzibur. Min HaTeira should come from the Tzibur because the Pasuk says, as we had learned in yesterday's Daf, from the Pasuk of Chok Olam. However, because of the tragedy that the Gemara describes in Yuman Daf Tesamer Aleph, Kivan de Chazi de Komidach Ka Lishka, that they would open the monies of the Lishka all the time, every year, because every year a Kohen used to die. Hayisi Omer said, then I would say that the Chazal would change halacha, yigvula min hayarshim, that they should collect it from the yarshim. Skinu shetei ba mitrumas halishka. So they misakein that it should come from the trumas halishka. Hence, Rabbi Shimon's lashon was a lashon of his skinu. Where do we have this lashon of Rabbi Shimon? So I mentioned that we don't have it in our Mishnah. However, we do have it at the end of yesterday's daf. Five lines from the bottom on Chaf Amud Beis, we had Rabbi Shimon's position of Eina Ba Elamishit Tzibur. So the bottom line is, according to our Gemara, that Min HaTorah Rabbi Shimon agrees that it should come from the Tzibur, but they were Mesaken, that should come from the Yarshim. And then there was a Pshia, that people were negligent, that the Yarshim were negligent, that they weren't bringing it, so then they were Mesaken, that it should come from the Trumas Halishka. Period. The Gemara continues. We learned in our Mishnah, Ushleima Isa Kreva, that they used to bring this mincha not half in the morning and half in the evening. which a minchas chavitin, the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, could be brought in that manner, but rather they would bring it shlema b'shachris, they would bring it complete, shlema hoisa kreva. Now there are two opinions about what exactly does it mean that it was brought complete. Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan Boy, ma'u shlema, what does it mean? Shlema b'shachris was shlema ben arbaim, that was shlema in the morning as well as shalem in the afternoon. O shlema b'shachris u'betela ben arbaim. Or it wasn't brought at all ben arbaim. As long as they brought in the morning complete, then there isn't any other carbon. Kate pshitolei, we could be poshet the suffix, the chsiv, that the pasuk says, in regards to the carbon, the minchas kohen gadol, minchas tamid machatz yisa b'avoker, machatz yisa b'erev. It sounds like it was a tamid, mincha tamid. Just like a tamid is brought in the morning and the afternoon, so too has to be brought in the morning and afternoon. If you decide to bring it whole in the morning, then you're going to have to bring a new one in the afternoon. The Gemara now discusses what is going to be the story of the lugin when there is no kohen gadol. Shloshes lugin mahein. What would be with the three lugin where they brought one shlema baboker and the other in the bein arbaim, as our Gemara seemed to conclude above? On the one hand, do we say shloshes lugin, shachris u'shloshes lugin bein arbaim, even though there's a chiyuv of only three lugin for the whole minchas chavitim, but now that you bring two holes, do you bring two sets of shloshes lugin? O lugu metza shachris u'lugu metza bein arbaim, or do you divide it? Amrav chizkia, af hada tzricha lei. We could also have a suffix on something else. Shnei kumtzim. According to the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Abba Yossi ben Dustoy, that holds the Menachas Nun Beis Amid Alf, that the Kohen Gadol was mafrish every day, two kumtze levona, and one of them was brought to Shachas other Bein Abayim. Mahein, what would be the halacha when the Kohen Gadol dies? Do we say now, Shnei kumtzim b'shachris, u Shnei kumtzim Bein Arbaim? Oy, koimetzecha b'shachris, ve koimetzecha Bein Arbaim. You do need two kumtzim. According to Rabbi Abba Yossi, the Gemara, Menachas Nun Beis, but maybe you divide them between the morning and afternoon, or do you have to double them? The Gemara attempts to be poshet this shaila. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef to klum lumdu kaimetz lemi minchas chayte. Earlier on Yudches Amebeis, we learned that the shir no levina we learned from the minchas chayte. The pasuk says v'kamatz akayimim menu meloy kumtzay es askarasa malahalon. Just like it comes to minchas chayte shnei kumtzin, you bring two kaimetz afkan shnei kumtzin. So to here, you bring two kometz. Just like when it comes to minchas chayte, we really only have one chiyuv of kometz. But if you bring two, it's kosher. So that is an inappropriate bringing. So to bring two kometzim, a half, even though there would be a chiyuv of two, according to the other side, that each morning and afternoon to bring two, if you bring at a total two, that means one in the morning and one in the afternoon, it'll be a kometz chaser. And we pass in a kometz chaser is acceptable. Amar Reb Chizkia, Reb Chizkia does not accept this right. Klum lumdu shloshes lugim. Lo mitaymet shel bein arbaim. The din of the shloshes lugim does not come from the bein arbaim. Don't we learn that out from there? Malal and shloshes lugim. Just like bein arbaim, you need to bring shloshes lugim. Afkan shloshes lugim. So too over here, you need to bring with each akrava two lugim. And according to Rabbi Yosef Svara, you could have said, at the end of the day, Daya lova min adin lios kinidon. And therefore, you would not be able to learn that you have to double it when it comes to learning from the Tamid shel bein arbaim. And you would say that it should come out just like the same amount of the Tamid shel bein arbaim, which is three lugin. Umatamon tzrichalei, and just like we had a place for a safek, to say that you would need three lugin in the morning and three lugin in the afternoon. Afkan, when it comes to Levoina as well, tzrichalei, there's room for that suffix as well. And therefore, you can't learn from the Kometz Levona to say, Ma lahalon kumtzin afkan, shnei kumtzin, and we leave off a suffix by the Minchas Chavitin, whether you need to double all of the shiurim. We learned in our Mishnah, v'alapara shlo yemolim ba'afara, that there was a tnai bezdin, that there's no me'ila by the Afer para aduma. Rabbi Shimon Nachman, m'shem Rabbi Yonason, b'din haya shi'imaluba. Really, there should be me'ila. V'hein gazur, b'chazal were gazur, shlo yemoluba. That there isn't me'ila. V'atane, but didn't we learn in a braisa that it says, by the para aduma chatos, he Chatos milamnei shemaylim ba, that is a dimila just like chatos, a beferish against our Mishnah, says the Gemara, mailin Ba Moyalin ve'ein Moyalin ba'afara. You could have mi'ila for the paradum itself, but not from its ash. This, though, is also a question, because from here, if it's gzeres hakos of a chatas hi, that there's no mi'ila ba'afara, we see it's not a gzera, but rather it comes from the din Torah. Amar Rabbi Avo, so Rabbi Avo came along and was miyashev. This is how the Pashtus of the Bavli and Menachos learns on Nun Alpha Mebeis, and that's the way it's quoted in the Rash Sir Leon. However, there is another way to read our Gemara, and that's not Akasha, but everything is Binichusa, and it's not a Stira that's being asked whether it's a Dindor Raisa or Dindor Abanan. And then Rabbi Avo is just giving the history behind it. According to the way the Bavli learns, and some of Farshim learn over here, it is a kasha. So let's take that approach. Amar Rabbi Avo, look at Rabbi Avo as a teretz. Barishayna, in the beginning, hayu mishtach shekin ba. They were mezalzel nefer apar of nais nal gabi makosen. They were even putting it on their wounds. Gazru shimalu ba. Then they made exeret that there is an iser of meila. Kivan shenigderu. When they were careful again, Gazru shelo yimalu ba. Then there was exera that there is no longer meila, and it falls back to the din daraisa that there's no meila by efer hapara. Finally, last line in our perek, we learned va'alakinin, when it came to the birds that are poslos, then the exchange is done mishel hatzibur. It's the tzibur's responsibility to take care of it. The Gemara now uses this mishnah to explain a halacha that we had on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, that if you have a case where you have money that fell exactly in between the kinin of Ola and the kinim of Chatas, Ha'isha azos b'mahi mischaper, says our Gemara, how is she going to be mechaper? Because how could you use it, you're stuck. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Tnai Bezenhu, ha'mesapek es ha'kinim, hu mesapek es ha'psolos, ves ha'ovdos. So our Mishnah took care of a case in where the money of one person was stuck in the middle, we're not sure which one it goes for, so then you have to be mesapek es ha'psolos ves ha'ovdos, and that another carbon ola was brought on this woman's behalf, for example, if she's a yoledes. Hadron aloch perech mos shenimtsu. We begin a new perek, again, continuing with lost things, missing things. Its identity is unclear, both in terms of which pushka it's from, as our mesechta had brought up the issues of lost items, as well as lost meat, whether it's kosher or not, whether you're allowed to keep it or not. Now our perek begins discussing spittle. What's its status vis-a-vis tumah v'tahara? Kol ha'rokein ha'nimtzah b'Yerushalayim tahrim. All spittle that's found in Yerushalayim is presumed tahor, because the people of Yerushalayim, they're going to the Harabayis, so then they've undergone the process of tahor. Chutz mishal shok ha'elyon, aside from the upper marketplace. Actually, the upper marketplace, Baruch Hashem, I'm zoche to walk in every day, and that is, generally, it's understood by most archaeologists, if I'm not mistaken. I'm someone who learns with Talmidim, and I don't get very much involved with these things. If I'm not mistaken, the Shuk HaElyon, when describing the old city of Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh, is the area that's now today the Jewish quarter. It's part of it, is the Jewish quarter of the old city. In fact, of course, those of you who've been zocha to visit Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh know the Cardo area was a very big pedestrian plaza during the Roman period. So I walked the streets of the Shuk HaElyon, and unfortunately there isn't a full chazaka of Tahara. The Shuk Lemata is the area of what's today Silwan. If you go out Shara Ashpot, of course you'll know that you keep on going straight, it continues to go further and further down. The wealthier people, according to the archaeologists, if I'm not mistaken, lived in the Shuk, towards the Shuk HaElyon, those where the Macy's was and so on and so forth. And the poorer people lived in the valley, in the area that's now known as Silwan, and that area might be different than the Shuk HaElyon, and the rope that's found there, people are presumed to be Tahar. Divrei Rebbe Meir. This is the opinion of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yossi makes a different distinction. Rebbe Yossi Omer Bishar Kol Yimos Hashana, during the rest of the days of the year, where there are only the regular residents of Yerushalayim, so then Shebe'emtza Tmeim, if it's found in the middle of the road, it's Tameh. Shebe'tzad in Tahar, but if it's on the side of the road, it's Tahar. In general,
The middle of the road is used by the majority of people. The minority use the side, particularly if they don't want to mix. For example, if some of them are Tohar, the majority of people are Tameh, then the Tohar people will stay on the outside. So during the rest of the year, where there aren't that many people of Ola Regel who are going straight from the mikveh to the Har HaBayis, then the residences have to be assumed of being Tameh. And they're the majority, Shoshab Em Tzatmeh, Shoshab Tzatmeh, Tohar. B'Shas HaRegel, but during the time of pilgrimage to the Har HaBayis and Beis HaMikdash, Shoshab Em Tzatmeh, Shoshab Tzatmeh, Tameh. Because the minority always goes to the side of the road. Here we could throw out the famous line of the Kotzker Rebbe, Zeicher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, who used to say that the middle of the road is where the people follow everybody else. He even said it a lot sharper in his style. He said the middle of the road is for the horses. So those who are simply following the majority, so those tend to go to the middle. Kol hakelim nimtzam Yerushalayim. All the utensils that are found in Yerushalayim, derech Yerida lebeis hatvila tmeim. If it's in an area that's going down to the mikvah, Yerushalayim to go visit the old city, around the outer walls, we mentioned Shara Ashbot, you'll see many old mikvaos. Everybody would go to the mikvah before they would go to the Har HaBayis. So before they go into mikvah, when they're going down, they're still tameh. So if there are kelim that are found there, they're tmeim. V'derech aliyah, but it's the area that they come out of the mikvah, Torah. Shaloki ridasan aliyasan. They wouldn't come out the same way that they would go in, and therefore, we have no reason to presume that the utensils that are found on the way out are from people that were going in. Divrei Meir Yossi Omer, kulan Torah. Everywhere it's tar. Chutz, except for the following utensils. Min hasal, v'amagrefa. Those were used to scrape the dirt from burial sites. V'hameritza. As well as a pot that was used to store the bones of a dead body, that was used sometimes in the place of a coffin, hamiyuchadin lekvaros, then of course there's a chash of tumah. In general, we're more machmir when it comes to knives and other kalim because they're used mamish for shchitas kachim. Hence, the Gemara brings up a new set of halachos, the Mishnah, excuse me, brings up a new set of halachos in regards to the knife. Three lines from the bottom of Chafal from an Avsakin Shinim Tzis B'Yudalit Shorcha B'Miyat. A knife that was found on 14th of Nisan, the time of Shechitas Karm Pesach, Gibzum is tar, because it looks like it's about to be used for Karm Pesach, and therefore Gibzum is tar. B'Shleisha Asar, but on the 13th Shonu Umat, then you have to be Tovel, whether, wherever it's found, because of a separate Chumrah that we had on a Sakin for Shchat Kachim. Kopitz, a hatchet, a butcher's knife. Bazel bazel shona umakbil. Then you have to do tefillah on it in all cases. Chal arbasal yos b'Shabbos, if the 14th erev Pesach, the time of Shechitas Karm Pesach was on Shabbos, it fell on Shabbos. Shochet ba miyad b'tes vav. Excuse me. Shochet ba miyad. Then in such a case, you can use it immediately because everybody knows that you can't be tovel and do hazah to be matarid from Tumas Meis, if it was Tameh Lemeis, on Shabbos itself, so they must have done it before. B'tez Vav, Shochet B'Miyad, also, if it's found on the first day of Pesach, you could use it for Shechita, even if we're talking about the butcher's knife, because it was purified yesterday to use for the Karban Pesach. Nimtza K'shura L'Sakin, Hareyu K'Sakin. Anytime the butcher's knife is attached to the sakin of Shechita itself, so then in such a case, it presumes its status, and therefore on the 14th, the halacha is that it will be tahar. Since the sakin is presumed it have been undergone tevila, so too we presume the same for the kupitz. Let's continue the Gemara. With the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Kol ha-ra'i kinanim tzad b'Yerushalayim tarim chutz mishal shuka elyon, Rabbi Avin b'shem Rav Shua ben Levi. They explained Rokin in the Elyon. Katzron shel Nachrim Hayasham. There were Gentile launderers that were there. In other words, this was a place where a lot of cool clothing was made, and a lot of clothing was cleaned, and there were Gentiles. In contrast to the other Shukim we mentioned in the Silwan area, then it might have been different. The Gemara now teaches us another halacha in regards to things found in the Shuka Elyon in Yerushalayim, and things found where there are also Gentiles. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Arodos, Nocharin. There were donkeys that they used to kill to give to the lions of the king, Birushalayim. And therefore there was blood in Yerushalayim. And the people had to walk sometimes in this blood. And they didn't tell them anything. In other words, they didn't tell them that they had to purify themselves, because this opinion understood that dam nevela is not metame. Let's skip the parentheses, and the Gemara tells us the story. Shimon b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi said over the following: Ma'isa b'pirda b'is Rabbi Shemesa. There was a donkey from the house of Rebbe that had died. We have this story earlier on Daf Tesa Med Aleph in Shkalim. V'tiaru es dameha. And then they said that the dam is tar mishum nevela, that there's no problem with nevela, because dam nevela is not mitame. Rabbi Lazar Shoel, the Rabbi Simon, ad kama, how much dam would not be mitame? V'lo agive, and he didn't respond. V'shol the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he asked Rabbi Shua ben Levi, amale ad revias, up until the revias tar, then will be tar. Yosem yikain tame, but more than that, would be tame. Ubaat be, and he protested it. Le Rebbe Lazar, to Rebbe Lazar, de lo chazer le Rebbe Simon Shmaitza. The Rebbe Simon did not say over what he had heard from Shua ben Levi to differentiate between a revius and less than a revius. So it comes out there is a big diun whether dam nevela is always tar or tame from a revius and on. The Gemara gives us other examples of this. Rabbi Bibi Aviyasiv Masni, he was sitting and learning Hadin Uvda, this story of the Predos Rebbe that they were Metaher the Dam. Amale Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Ad Kama, up until how much will be the Shir? Amale Ad Revi Estar Yosem Ekein Tame. Ubaet Be, similarly, he also complained to him about the Shaila. In other words, most learned that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna was actually asking, Ubaet Be, he pushed him off about the Shaila. Amalei Rizika, begin the Avishavalach at Boit Bey. You're kicking him? Amalei, begin the Lohavis Daiti Bey. The reason I pushed him off is because I didn't know. Sometimes people are insecure, and that's why they are tough with others. Dama Rabbi Chanin, because Rabbi Chanin taught, the Pasuk says, Fayu Chayecha Tzlim Lecha Mineged, Fachata Laila V'yom HaVelo Taim B'chayecha. Similar to what the Gemara on Daf Tes describes, "Vayuchayecha tulim l'cha minegin zeshu lokeach lo chitin l'shana." Someone who buys chitin for a year, "Fchata laila v'yom zeshu lokeach min asidki from the baker." "Veloisamim b'chayecha this is zeshu lokeach min apalter." This is someone who buys from the supermarket. "Vani samach apalterei," and I am someone who relies on the palterei. And that I buy daily, just like the way we learn the Daf Yomi. We don't have time to get days and days ahead. We live day by day. So Rabbi Bibi says that he, since he's living by day, to answer the questions, and he has to look them up, v'chulei, he doesn't always have the answers. In contrast to someone who goes in and buys up a lot of Torah in advance, he has more to answer. Maikedon. What is the halach in regards to this? Revias dam nevela. Hey, Rabbi Shua ben Psaira al dam nevela shu tar. That's tar. Mashmos is legamri. The Gemara says maybe not. Ma'u tar. What does it mean? Tar milahachshir. It's tar that it wouldn't be machshir something else. Halutame tamos mitame. But maybe it could very well be that it would be mitame if it's a revias. Tam and Tanina, we learned over there. Dam asharetz mitame kibisara. Dam Asheretz is metame like its flesh, ve'ena machshir, and it's not machshir. Ve'ena lanu kayotziba, and we don't have a similar type of case like this. So this is a kasha, because we learned that only Dam Asheretz is metame kibisaray, but not machshir. Mashma that Dam Nevela would not be metame kibisaray. The Gemara answers, when it comes to Adam Sheretz, it's metame ka'adosha, like the size of a lentil. That doesn't apply to Dam Nevela, but rather it's only metame berevius. But the Dam Nevela, Dama, would also be metame kibisaro. I'm Rabbi Yossi, pligi ba trein emarai. There's a machlokis
when it comes to dam nevela, if a revius is going to be metame, chadam metame, chadam metame, madam metame, kereb Yehuda. The one who says tame is following Reb Yehuda, madam metare, kereb Yishu ben Besoire. Amelie Rav Avdoma, Rav Avdoma, the minichus says to Reb Yossi v'yeos. It's good the way you said that the metame holds like Reb Yehuda. To Reb Yehuda, marana devei nesira hava, Reb Yehuda was mora horos for Rebbe, and therefore he said in the case of the Pirdas Rebbe, that if it's less than revius, it's tar. If it's more than revius, then it's going to be tame. Most of this Gemara was a repeat from the Gemara on Daftes that we learned. We learned in our Mishnah, Kol Haroikin, in Tzom Yerushalayim Tahorin, Chutz Mishal Shuk HaElyon Div Rebbe Meir, that if it comes from the Shuk HaElyon, according to Rebbe Meir, we're going to be Machmir. Says the Gemara, Lo Kein, Amar Rebbe Yevo, B'Shem Rebbe Yosef HaChanina, Lo Gazu Al HaRok at Yerushalayim, didn't we say that there wasn't a gzera on the rokin in Yerushalayim, even in the Shuk HaElyon? Hoyitamar Allah. We learned on this, Misha says the Gemara, to answer Rabbi Yavin, B'Shem, Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Katrin Shel Nachram HaYosham. We were talking about specifically the area where there were Gentile launderers, and Rabbi Avo was talking about a place where there weren't the Goyim. We also learned in our Misha, B'Shar Yimos HaShmona, Shebe'em Satmei, in the middle of the road was Tameh, Shebet Stad and Tar, and the sides of the road were Tar. Our Gemara now comments on that statement. It says the Gemara, B'Shar Yimos HaShana, the rest of the year, HaTmei Mahalchim Shibolas, the Tmei would go in the middle of the road, V'HaTahorim Mahalchim Natsad, and the Tahorim would go on the side. V'HaTahorim Mahalchim Stam. And if the Tahorim weren't being careful, V'HaTmei Amalahem Prushu, they would say, go to the side, because we're Tamei, and we might be Metamei. Similarly, B'Shas HaRegel, during the time of Regel, HaTahorim Mahalchim Shibolas, the Torah would go in the middle. Vatmei malchim etzad, hatmei malchim stam. If the tmei were just stam walking and not careful, vatorin omrin lam proshu, they would say, "Please move over, not to be metame the tahorim in the middle." We also learned in our mission of the kolak elim and mitzvah of the utensils that were found biderech ha'aliyah from the mikvah are going to be tahor, but yiderech yurida they're going to be tame. Says the Gemara, loy kein amar Rabbi Avom Shem Rabbi Yochanan, loy gazul kelim Shebirushalayim, that they didn't make a gzeira at all for the kelim of the Yerushalayim. That was when it comes to stam kelim. However, mikivan shenimtzo derech yirida lebeis hatfila, since it was found in the derech going down to the beis hatfila, nasu hochiach, they proved that there were kelim that were tame, and therefore not always are all the kelim tar. Abishal hayikari oisan siporit. Abishol would call the Kli Meritza that were used for the Beis HaKvaros Tziporin. Man Amar Tziporin, Shehaya Doma L'Tziporin, it was like a Tziporin, like a nail, that it was sharp. Man Amar Meritza, the one who said that it was like a Meritza for these bones, they would use it for running things. In other words, says the Gemara, Esa Evan L'Beis HaKvaros, they would be Golel, the stones, to the Beis HaKvaros in this utensil. Finally, we conclude right before our Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Aleph on Beis Kofitz, that if they found a butcher's knife next to a sakin that was presumed to be tar, the butcher's knife is also tar. Tani, hasakin kshurala harezo kamosa. The formulation is that it has the din of the sakin. The butcher's knife has that din. We're going to stop over here because Beis Hashem, tomorrow the Masechta ends in the middle of the Amud Beis, and this has been quite a long daf. Also, it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And I would like as well to also put up the halacha from the daily daf of yesterday and the day before's daf, and that is the halachos of Basar Shnis Almayim. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf Chof Aleph in Mesechet Shkolim. As we march along, Shabbos Kodesh will be the siyum for Mesechet Shkolim. And Be'ezer Hashem, I'm looking forward to joining with you on Sunday for Maseches Yuma, as we near our 500th daf in Shas, as we are nearing our completion of almost a fifth of Shas together. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes daf Chaf Aleph in Maseches Shkolim.